Amidst the great concern about gun crime in Barbados, the Senate has been debating an amendment to the firearms bill. One of the senators speaking on this matter has been Andrew Malalu, and he's responded to the view expressed by others that when it comes to crime, Barbados isn't the worst.
Is this our new goal for Barbados, for this little Barbados that we live in? That we not be the worst? That other countries have higher death rates and murder rates than us? No, that's not, in my opinion, what I thought we were aiming for. Let us be the best. Let us not compare ourselves to the worst. We all faced that when we went home to mummy or granny or whoever and said, you know, I didn't come last in the class. Said, no, let me start with who came first. That's where you want to be. So I'm deeply concerned that if we are going to be starting to look at our murder rates on the basis of we're not the worst, that's not where I think we should go, Mr. President. And I guess that is a good lead into my second thing I wanted to talk about. In the 1990s, I can't remember exactly when, just after I came back from university and started to work, I had occasion to travel to Jamaica. And I would hear from my friends who would have been close to my age at that time, which would have been, I guess, mid-20s, something like that. The crime rate was very high. But they would say to me, don't worry, it's only in certain places and it's only in certain people. Look at who is being killed. That's criminals killing criminals. And that was alien to me, and I didn't really hear the argument. And I don't need to spend a lot of time on where Jamaica went with that. But then, in about 2000, I started to travel to Trinidad, where I opened a business. And funny enough, the people I came across down there started to tell me the same thing. The crime rate was increasing, there were murders, and they would tell me, listen, don't worry about it. There's no innocent person in that transaction. There is criminal killing criminals. And I would listen to it, and I would thought to myself, well, that's strange. I mean, that's what they say to each other. That's how they make themselves feel good, but it's wrong. Unfortunately, I've started to hear that in Barbados. We are now accepting that this is the 39 murders, or how many of it was with gun violence. Somebody said earlier 29 of them, or 29 were young people. I can't remember how many were gun violence. We're starting to hear people now find this same justification that I heard in the 90s, that I heard in the 2000s, where they start to say, well, okay, it's criminal killing criminal, it's just one less criminal. That cannot be what we aspire for, Mr. President, I do not think. So my third and last, because, you know, I don't talk long. The third thing I would say is then, from a business point of view, I want to make sure that everyone is very, very clear on this. Within the tourism industry, these statistics are getting out there. And you may think that you can talk it around. It's only amongst these people, or it's only within the criminal element, and it's only in certain places. That's not it. When someone reads the newspaper internationally and they see the kind of crime rates they have here, they make decisions about where to spend their money. And I am seeing it in a big way within our tourism sector. The image of Barbados is being tarnished at a time when our Prime Minister has a huge footprint on the international scene and has an opportunity really to focus great things on Barbados. At the same time, when you have great focus on Barbados and everyone wanted to know what's going on here, if in fact what's on the headline in your newspaper regularly is to do with this criminal activity.
And another of the independent senators, Attorney at Law, Senator Kevin Boyce.
The government has the support of the people in Barbados. I told you already, well, you may not have been here for this, Mr. President. I speak for the silent, judgmental majority, sir. And we need to mobilize as a collective in this country to stop the scourge of gun violence. We did it for COVID, sir. They had Operation Seek and Save, correct? Resources were brought out. The political will was there. So let's do this for gun crime. Barbados is too small. We are literally in this situation together, sir. Right now, we're the darling of the international community, thanks to the efforts of our Prime Minister. So let's leverage these relationships. Let's build on the technical support that we have. We have CARICOM Impacts. We have RSS. We have Interpol. We have the US. We have the UK. We have even China. Let's beat this thing back and find the political and community will to get it done.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.